because of some precedents, including the assassinations that took place in South Africa and elsewhere in Southern Africa, including Mozambique and Malawi. Have cases. If you need the name, we can go into those. Abduction, disappearance. That's why we are alarmed that this force, when it is deployed, its mission is not necessarily humanitarian. It has those implications among us we have alluded in our press.
Are you therefore saying that the deployment of Rwandan troops to Mozambique will lead to assassination of Rwandan refugees in Mozambique? That's the main reason why Rwanda deployed troops to that country to fight terrorism?
It's not the main reason, but it may be a cover because they will come in a certain official capacity, though we are not saying that they are not necessarily there for the purpose they have expressed to the public. You have other information. They are just as guards for imperialism, special for the Total Company, and they are paid by France. That we know, Rwanda is not in a position to pay such a deployment outside of its borders. But we, having regard to what happened before, we are saying this can be a conduit, a channel to continue those action of targeting refugees. And General James Kabarebe, the special security advisor to President Kagame, has expressed it quite well, saying that the government is doing whatever it can to disturb refugees, especially in Southern Africa.
Your organization is calling on the government in Maputo to explain the bilateral relations it signed with the administration in Kigali, for which reason it enabled the Rwandan government to send troops to Mozambique. Why that?
It is a legitimate exercise between the two sovereign states. Then should transpire in the public, because the question is why. Is Mozambique overstepping the South African Development Community arrangement as far as the deployment in Cabo Delgado is concerned, and went to call on especially President Kagame, not the government of Rwanda as such? Because we know that at the end of April, President Felipe Nyusi flew to Kigali and met with Kagame. They should make those arrangements public if there's no sinister agenda behind.
Well, I think it's the responsibility of a government to protect its people, because that is its core duty. Some people say that why should they explain itself to a third party when the administration in Maputo is doing what it can within its constitutional powers to protect its people with the help from a friendly African country like Rwanda?
Access to information is a human right, and I am sure as a journalist you are very well aware of that. And this, we found it in many international instruments, including the African Charter on Human People's Rights and many UN instruments. So there's nothing quite new in what we are asking. And we are concerned as well, because we are Rwandese. We need to know about it. Why is that country, particular country, getting involved into another region, while it has even failed to restore law and order and even mutual relation in the East African community, which is in the neighborhood? That's why we ask all those questions.
What is your organization going to do if the administration in Maputo refuses to adhere or answer any of the questions? What would you have achieved?
This is a process, and the mere fact we are talking about this is that we have at least done something. We will continue to do the same until our voice is heard. Everything has always a start, and as an organization in exile, it's our duty and responsibility, indeed our rights, to raise all those concerns, and we'll do it. And we do not really have to ask permission to anyone to do what we are doing.